So, we are ready for the second talk. I'm happy to have Joel here from SPP talking about rail condition monitoring and how to do that with open source software.
Hello, everybody. Happy to see that it's this crowded. I wasn't expecting that, but I'm pleasantly surprised. So I'm going to talk to you today from a very niche department of SBB, which is measurement and diagnostics. We're basically part of the infrastructure, like Eloy before. We're trying to maintain and run the infrastructure in Switzerland. It's not such a big country, but a very dense train network. So the problems we face is basically that we have shallow train passing times and a lot of maintenance to do. And to be able to do this maintenance at the right moment, we have the measurement and diagnostics department, which I am part of. And we basically have two major goals. One is to maintain the safety of the system, and the other one is to gather data of the infrastructure assets in order to be able to do predictive maintenance or maintenance at the right moment, and just to make sure that the money spent is well spent in order that the assets can live the most long without breaking down. Here you can see two of our measurement trains. They're typically sensor-based measurements, typically optically made measurements, and we'll go a little bit deeper into that afterwards. Normally, I was planning to be here with one of my colleagues, Jean-Frédéric. Unfortunately, he got sick, catch the cold, so I'm here alone. But I thought I will still have his picture on a slide in case somebody is interested in what we're doing later on. You will know him by face, at least. He is the guy who's doing a lot of the technical implementation, solving a lot of the technical problems, and I'm more on the strategic part of the project. We'll leave it by that. Such a measurement from sensor to information is quite a long way, so it's a very complex thing, such a measurement system. I've drawn here a couple of steps from beginning to end for track geometry measurement. So you can, as I said before, most of them are optical by now. So what you actually do is you have a laser plane that shines on your track, and then you have a camera that makes a photo. And the first picture is basically a digital photo of the rail. And then you extract this contrast change, and you do a lot of software, and you get the second photo, which is a half profile of your rail. Then you do the same thing for the second half of your rail, and you get a full profile, and you start measuring on it. And you do, for instance, maybe a bit difficult to see, but there's a lot of little crosses on the profile, and those are the points that you're interested in, the top of your rail, or there's 1.14 millimeters below the top of your rail. And from this, if you have both rails, you can deduce your track geometry, in instance, the gauge and the Lauter, okay, Entschuldigung. I will talk louder. you will have the possibility to deduce the gauge or the elevation or the longitudinal levels of your tracks. You can then print them in form of the Ford picture, like as 1D plots. Afterwards, you've gathered this information, you have to deduce what to do with it. So in SBB, and I think in a lot of other countries in Europe now too, you try to do analysis over time to see how the track geometry or other parameters in your railway system change over time, and find critical passes to where you know in some time in the future that asset will break. And then you can do maintenance in the right moment and assure that it won't break or that it stays safe a little bit longer. Or you can deduce, oh, I'm too late, I have to change that. RCM, our software suite that we built ourselves, is basically an acronym for rail condition monitoring. saying this whole first part of the value chain here up to the fourth picture. And we try to automate that and to make it a bit more generic. And we're currently trying to do that with the now shown architecture. So we have the measurement platform on the left side. It gets from the administrative tools, for instance, a topology, like to know what kind of tracks exist in Switzerland. We've talked yesterday with Infrabel. It's quite similar, and I've also talked to people from SNCF. I've also talked to people from Network Rail. At the end, you need a topology to put your measurement data to an asset, to a certain location in the physical world. And while before I was not sure, before we started with this project, I was not sure if this will be a big problem, if the topologies will be vastly different from country to country. But at the end, since the requirements are very similar from country to country, I came to observe that the solutions that came up are also very similar. And I do believe that it's possible to have a generic